much we'd get done in if we actually had a Movember.
A smarch.
Lousy smarch weather.
Smarch?
So from The Simpsons.
I gather.
Presumed? You presumed.
I gather. I wish I was that good. I'm just not.
It's okay. I was watching
The Simpsons, but I wasn't like.
But I'm saying, dude,
retaining them at such a rate.
Somebody can walk up to you right now and go noodly 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 noodly, and you'll look back at them and go be like noodly 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 noodly, and they'll be like, "You were at the fish show, yeah. You were at the fish show, yeah." Like, you know what I mean? Like he's got other connections.
Live it down either that I'm.
Dude,
saw fish a million times because I don't ever talk about it.
While you were eating acid, and watching fish, I was smoking weed and memorizing Simpsons episodes by watching them.
But did you see a holiday fish show?
I've seen so many holiday fish shows.
Yeah,
because
did you see a Halloween treehouse?
I always do a New Year's run in New York City, and my first fish show ever was
one of those shows.
Because
we've already done this as a podcast episode, so don't worry.
Did we? I don't remember.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to talk about it.
Well,
you brought it up.
I'm trying to tie in what we're doing here today.
Oh,
which
holiday,
is
yes.
Spirits are high five.
Oops,
it's high five.
High.
Spirits are high five. Drink, everybody.
Spirits aren't the only thing that's high right now.
Oh, boy.
Whoa.
Let's get this started. Welcome to The Adventures of Danny and Mike. To my right, Mr. Danny Tamborelli.
Were you going to call me Michael C. Marotta?
Yep.
I heard you go, here's
And no, to his right, me. Mr. Danny Tamborelli.
I was about to call him Mr. Noodley.
Mr. Michael C. Marotta.
Hello.
And our guest for the entire hour. Once again, it's a tradition at this point, Mr. Brett Davis.
Hey, everybody. I'm not actually high.
Yet.
Yet.
You just sit around these guys and long enough, you'll get high.
We did dose that Carlsberg with some tincture.
Oh, okay. Well,
you're supposed to do like 4 drops is good. It's like maybe like 5 milligrams. We did 50.
I did have an edible for Star Wars though. So,
oh, you did? Yeah. Did you watch Star Wars today?
Yesterday.
Is it still coursing through your veins? Is what I want to know.
I can feel it.
It's coursing through the galaxy.
Okay,
it's all around us. Star Wars.
Love is all around
us. It's not getting us.
But you know what? It wasn't all around us. It wasn't all around us from when I was like 12 to 16.
Yeah.
You know, really, and even I would say from the time I was
the
8 to 16. You know, I had some Star Wars stickers, the old school ones, but I didn't pay it much mind.
Were they puffy?
No, they weren't, but they were stuck to the frame of my bed, my childhood bed.
Oh.
I had Obi-Wan Kenobi on the corner of my bedpost from the time I can remember.
Do you now have heavy metal stickers on your adulthood bed, or what have you moved on to?
No, nothing's on the bed, but on the the dresser though, the side of the dresser still gets like all access Bowery Ballroom. Just put it on there, like yeah.
I feel like if you're a kid, even born in like 2005, though, you're probably not. Star Wars isn't a huge thing.
Yeah, like, because Jar Jar Binks screwed it up for everybody, right?
Unless it comes time for you.
Yes.
It's probably not a big deal.
Yeah, Mike Drucker just made a post about that, saying that he was born in this weird middle ground where, hey, I can sympathize.
Yeah. I was the right age for the special editions. And
The jury's still out on you.
Hey, whatever. I like...
You like it?
I like a soft, not reboot Jabba.
There's a reboot Jabba?
There was a soft
reboot, as in the animated series. They had a really bad CGI job on one of the new ones. One of the old ones that they did.
That they made new.
I don't want to talk about
the old one was really good. I know. I'm dipping my toe into a pond I know nothing about, really.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to be the guy on a podcast, like, explaining bits of Star Wars minutia.
Oh, why not?
It's a holiday episode. You can do what you want.
Anything goes.
We got you a gift. And you know what that gift is? Star Wars stuff. And that just spawns a whole conversation. And that's what podcasts are, right? Mm-hmm. Just conversations that we have.
About Star Wars.
Mostly about Star Wars.
I used to have puffy Michael Jackson stickers.
Mm. I'm trying to remember the puffy stickers that I had.
I don't know why that was a thing for such a long time.
Puffy stickers?
Oh, you don't remember puffy stickers?
I do remember them. I think Marshmallow Man puffy sticker, to be honest.
That's so
a
meta.
Little too on the nose, yeah. Too much.
I inherited a bunch of puffy stickers that were already stuck to things.
They were already stuck to things, right? Yeah. But it's almost like an illiquid asset. You know what I mean? You know what it's worth. It's just you can't pry that jewel out of the fixture and sell it at the bank. Exactly. But yeah, I think I had some.
Those are color forms. That's what you can do.
Shrinky dinks.
But there's two markets. There's the already shrunk and not shrunk yet.
So oh.
There's a lot more value in the not shrunk yet market.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Talk about shrinky dinks.
We're talking about spirits being high. Ladies and gentlemen, take a drink.
You know, around the holidays, you should find no compunction to drink a compulsion. And if you need to be sober around people, be sober around people. And if they need to ask you, you don't owe them an answer.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't owe them an answer.
For the listener, the Patreon members might say that we were doing naughty things to the table at Seltzer King Studios. And
yeah, this is our
reprimanded for it.
Yeah, it's like we get a lot of compliments, and then you start the podcast and then touch the table, and it's like... But, you know, we do what we can. It's all crafted, handcrafted. It's, what's the word?
The table vintage. Is handcrafted?
It's artisanal.
He did this. Jeremy did this. He stained it, he cut it, he put the extra legs in.
Yeah, but how he stained it?
Well...
This started as a quadruped.
It's still non-toxic is what we're saying.
Okay.
No matter what the color is,
it's never been tested. It's never been tested. I don't think I'm going to have G in here.
Brett, I'm going to just, you know, he and I are dads. I just want to bring it down for just a second. Not down, but just down to like, let's
halfway.
Talk about something.
Yeah.
Because you said non-toxic. I mean, we can talk about it together. I think it's important. But we were just buying a mattress for the kid, and like, it's been like the most insane thing.
Let me tell you about bromides.
Let
me tell you about bromides. Yeah.
People are allowed to make shitty mattresses that have tons of chemicals in it that can, like, you know, kill your kid potentially. Mm-hmm. And then there's also like, here, this is very non-toxic stuff and it's like three times as expensive. Makes sense. But they're like certified and they have all these things. Why isn't that just like the norm? Like everything has to be like that. Like, why would you give anyone the opportunity to like get sick?
You gotta call your senators.
I don't know. I remember getting my Casper mattress and it having the most distinct odor for a long time.
Yeah.
That could have been from your UPS guy.
It could have been.
Who shipped it there.
But the Casper is for adults.
Yeah.
They know what they're getting into.
Pure core, blah, 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 non-toxic avocado oil mattress that I...
Argan oil from Morocco.
That's totally cool. And they're like, oh... Also, we checked it for like 10,000 different chemicals. Then they're not in it. You're like, well, why would you? You know, it doesn't make any sense to me. Sorry, it's on my mind. It's a non sequitur.
Let me tell you about Brahm.
It's really not about a.
Let me tell you.
Spirits are high, but they are. Spirits are also high.
Let me tell you about fire retardants, bro.
Yeah, man.
You want to use bromides?
Polyurethane.
That foam will burn.
Brett, this is your third Spirits Are High? Is that right?
I think so.
Yeah, that's insane.
I know. Let's cut them open and see, cut the rings.
If not four, we were discussing this before. It could be three or four.
It's three or four.
Because we did one with...
Jeremy, we could use a fact check now. This is the first time
of
the episode.
We did one with Beth Hoyt.
Yeah, and Marie. From the Reformed Horse.
Oh, so then this is three.
Okay.
Then this is three because last year I think we're still mad at me for the whole starting my own laundry podcast thing, but.
Well, we got over it.
We did.
How'd you guys settle that?
We looked each other in the eye and said, you know,
there can be two?
No, I said, I let it go. I said, I'm sorry that I stole your idea. I bellied up like a man.
Mm-hmm. You laid down in the sun, belly up like a man?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Listeners to the podcast for laundry would know that I was hunting you down.
No, I
remember there was a vendetta.
I got scared a little bit. You kept showing it to people and asking them what they thought, and I just knew it would escalate because they would tell two friends, and then they would tell two friends, and it just got loud. I mean, the tweets alone were pretty crazy.
But, you know, we've moved past it. I found God.
Oh.
Actually, no. That episode hasn't come out yet.
I will
but
find
you will.
God.
Yeah.
Stay you're tuned. Listen to the podcast for laundry in a month.
I plan to find God. Maybe. Let's find out what happens.
So it is the holiday season, ladies and gents. What I think we've probably talked about this before, but what are your all's holiday plans?
It's really boring.
We're going to do some family things.
Oh, yeah,
it's going to be great.
Family time.
Snooze.
Family
stuff.
Yeah.
Snooze.
Thanks for putting in that effort, Mike. Appreciate that.
What do you want?
Jesus Christ.
What do you think? I'm doing something different from last year?
From any year. No, I was asking because, you know, we have a tradition. We usually drink beer or seltzer with... We didn't have seltzer today, but... Or candy
Seltzer
canes.
King Studio lacked seltzer today.
Yeah, life sucks. Life's tough sometimes. You know?
We have a neon sign of Seltzer King Studios, and when we're at a seltzer, the seltzer part turns off. So it's just like no vacancy. Vacancy.
Yeah. We need to get some built in. Yeah. We need to get some tanks in here. We need to get some... CO3.
I think
tanks.
We're gonna put those. I think we're gonna put those in the bedroom.
I thought we were back at the fish show. Like we got some tanks. Yeah, right. Exactly. Oxide.
Noodly,
like,
noodly, yeah. Noodly.
What? And that's what your brain does when noodly, you do noodly, nitrous noodly. Oxide. You hear blah, 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 blah.
That's very accurate.
It's weird.
Brett, how do you feel about nitrous oxide?
Yeah, I did some NAS earlier.
Some NAS. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you Who's listen to NAS world when you do the NAS?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then. Is it you just talked about the drink,
stakes
right?
Stakes are high.
What about the spirits?
Spirits are high.
Spirits are high.
Yeah.
Spirits
I strictly get my nitrous oxide in Queensbridge.
Queensbridge? Is that where NAS is from? No, I know. That's a silly thing to say. Actually, all the real good nitrous you got to go to Philly for. Because for some weird reason, Pennsylvania's like, it doesn't really matter what you do. Like, medical. Oh, you work for a bakery and you need a bunch of nitrous. Okay, sure. No, it's food grade. You can get whatever you like.
I'm making
you
a bunch of...
You have 500-pound tanks, sir. Yeah, no problem.
With the exception of cheesesteaks and pretzels, maybe... Anything you have to go to Philly to get the good version of, it's probably not.
It won't be good.
Bad.
But lighter than air pastries, they might have lock on though if you can get that much nitrous in Pennsylvania.
Mm. Yeah, their turnovers are insane.
Have a cloud kolache. Have a cloud bear claw. You'll float away. Jeremy, are you fact checking something?
No, I was just.
Jeremy worked 18 hours and he's very tired.
Fucking brain dead, man. He's out in the cold.
I want to point out
give
that Edmund Hawkins, Hawkins Family Yule Log is playing in here.
Not only.
Go to HawkinsFamilyYuleLog.yulelog.
Are you our tradition at this point? So is the Yule Log video from Mr. Edmund Hawkins. Yeah. You're right, yeah.
It's a nice Yule Log video with some surprises. Couple no of, less than two ex-girlfriends of mine.
Couple of familiar faces. Don't date comedians, ladies. Don't date comedians, ladies.
It's terrible.
Come on. I think if there's anything you've learned from comedians, it's don't date them.
Because you'll end up seeing them in your friend's video.
Yeah, that I'm face-to-face with for the next hour.
Yeah, well, you know. That's what it takes in the business, you know? You gotta make sure you gotta be able to handle everything that comes at you.
It's a casting couch.
Don't shit where you eat, my friend.
Don't shit where you eat.
They're lovely people. I still like them a lot.
Well, you know, if you can be friends with the people that you used to date, I think that's...
Is there a nicer way to say don't shit where you eat? Because it's a sentiment that I think rings true, but it's like the most extreme version.
It's very much so. Don't shit where you eat is different than I hear dogs don't shit where they sleep. And I like that better. Because it takes it away.
It takes it
away from... being like human, you know, it's like, what dogs do.
You've never been to the Rainbow Gathering, I guess.
No,
even then, you don't shit where you
what
eat.
The saddest part about all these pot shots that you're taking is that I was this close to walking out the door in a tie-dyed Grateful Dead t-shirt, but I hadn't washed it in a while and I put it on. And as I was walking out, I got itchy and I was like, I shouldn't wear this.
That was your holiday.
His Michael sense, excited
to be like, all right, it's holiday time. I'm going to be festive.
His Michael sense started tingling. He's like, oh no, I'm going to be relentlessly teased if I go over there with this on. I better take it off.
No, it was in a box and I thought it'd be fun to put on, but it probably gotten dusty.
I put you in a box, bro. I've got you in a box.
I don't know if... Do you know Andy Brickman? Comedy writer, but one time he was giving me a ride, and he was playing the Grateful Dead.
Oh, he also does Uber?
Yes. It was a very quiet car, and Grateful Dead was playing on SiriusXM, and he just goes, oh, wait, I love this part. And then the car ride would continue, and then he would just continually go, oh, wait, I love this part. Until I realized that he actually doesn't like the Grateful Dead.
That's a commitment to the bit.
Yeah.
That is good.
Oh, wait, 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 wait for this part.
Wait, wait, wait.
I feel like we had that conversation driving from San Francisco to Los Angeles, although it was about Frank Zappa, and I was being 100% serious.
Oh, yeah. You were sincere.
He was like, he said that he's never been able to get into Frank Zappa. And who tried did? To change him. Brett Davis did.
Same.
And I couldn't sway him.
I'm a little more Frank Sinatra than Frank Zappa. Zappa.
Wow.
Wow.
That's messed up.
No, yeah. I still.
I can see you wearing, you know, excellent wigs for both.
That's true. Actually, Frank Sinatra wig wouldn't be that great.
Mm. What is your wig count at this point? Like, as far as, like, character costuming goes.
I did ditch a bunch after the special ended, but still probably like 30.
A healthy 30.
A healthy 30.
Do you have a storage space for that?
No, but you know, you fold them on the inside and then they stack kind of nicely.
Do you perchance have I think you have something of ours.
I do have something of ours. We've talked about this for years and it's never
materialized, yeah.
Because I'm sure something happened to her, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Listen, as a sketch group, you have a lot of things in your closet. One of those sometimes is a blow-up doll.
Yes.
And sometimes you lend those to your friends. And sometimes, I mean, I think we paid at least $22 for this thing.
And I said you wouldn't want it back. That would be the end of the conversation.
That's weird. I never heard that part of it. Yeah. I thought you just said, I don't have it.
I said you wouldn't.
She's become a very special person to you. No, we get it.
I gave the baby back, though.
You did give the baby back, which is important. The baby helped me get ready for my baby. So mm-hmm. I appreciate you bringing that back. It was a training baby for me.
Yeah.
Do they have weighted training babies? They do.
I'm sure. I mean, like that one actually feels like a baby. You know what I'm saying? Like it has its perfectly
liquid bump.
No, oh, we're expecting
Hello?
Someone.
Hello.
What's going on?
JB, go to the door.
Yeah, hold on.
Jeremy, get the stick.
Open the door.
Get the stick. Who is it? Oh, hello. Who's this?
Hello, everybody.
Who's this?
Hi.
It's just Brother Reed from the Church of the Story. How are you all doing? Well, this nothing.
We're not very religious, but come on in, stranger. Have a drink. We're having high spirits here.
Yeah, this nothing Eve. I mean, we're celebrating the holidays, man.
Oh. Well, I should be the first to tell you, of course, the story frowns on the holidays.
Oh,
what are you, a Jehovah's Witness?
No, no, no. I belong to the Church of the Story.
Okay.
We're actually on the same network as you guys.
Oh, that's right. Oh, the story must be told.
Yeah.
I'm aware.
Okay.
I'm aware.
Now I've heard of them.
Now I'm a little bit unaware. I've never heard of the Church of the Story.
The Church of the Story is a profound church. We have a beautiful congregation, a beautiful compound, or church, you'd call it.
Prison?
Why did you?
No.
Interesting.
We're very normal, and we're not hoarding anything, really.
What would you need a compound?
No, you wouldn't have to give up.
Yeah, what would you need
hoarding?
What would you need a compound for if you weren't hoarding something?
Attacked right now.
No. Come on
our door.
Yeah,
come on in and have a drink. Come on in and have a drink.
Spirits are high.
Yeah, spirits are high.
Do you drink beer? Is that part of?
Come on, don't you like this beer?
I mean, I don't necessarily drink beer. I don't know if you know this. In our church, we drink a little beverage called Crocroa.
Oh,
Crocroa.
What is? I've heard of Jesus juice. I've heard of, a couple of different things like that.
Jamba juice, I've heard of.
Jamba juice, yeah.
Another definite cultist drink.
And then Brett was saying he drank some nitrous.
Nox. He's a little Noxer.
Energy drink, yeah. I think is, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a big fan of Nas, God's son and all that.
Oh, no, that's Nas.
Oh,
yeah, sorry. It's very easy to...
We made the mistake earlier.
Anyway, Crocroa is a carbonated beverage.
Is it served warm?
Hot. Boiling hot.
Okay. All right.
It's got just a bite of menthol that you...
Ooh.
That actually sounds a little like holiday, like menthol, like peppermint.
I mean, a little, I guess.
I like to have mine with a little... I spear a little star anise with a cinnamon stick and put it in there like an umbrella.
Yeah, but this is different than menthol, though. Yeah, I can't even stand that.
Did menthol come from cigarettes? I don't know.
We don't know what the source.
Taking a nice hot cocoa and just adding a dollop of Vicks Vapor Rub.
Oh, yeah, that's better.
Seems like something I'd want in my body.
Well, but I'm saying if you spill it on yourself, there's still a positive.
Medical values.
I mean, I guess there's a positive, but it's also scalding hot, you said, and carbonate.
Ooh, yeah, but it opens up all of your breathing hole, so that's important.
I would argue it briefly opens it up, and then it swells. Because
I would think so, yeah. I think hot carbonation is terrifying to me.
You guys are actually getting to the heart of the matter.
Hot carbonation
is all about punishment. The story is all about just making you feel real bad inside.
We already have that. It's called Catholicism.
Wait, so you're going door to door to... Well, wait. Yeah, so what's the whole... are you like hanging out?
I told you, Jeremy, that we had to stop getting on that Last Podcast Network email list.
Well...
Because...
I guess the address leaked or something.
I don't understand.
We had to stop getting on that Last Podcast Network keypad code list where anybody can just break into our studio at any time.
No, you let me in. You accept it.
Oh, shit, well, this is... I mean, you knocked, he's like a vampire. We can't fight him now.
Ooh, you're my twin.
So you're fundraising for the holidays, you're can driving, you're taking donations for the children. What?
We're definitely traveling around on part of the holidays.
Okay.
Mostly to say, I'm a fooey patoo to you. Yep, you holiday. Ooh, I hate you. Ooh, you're dirty.
Oh.
Yeah, I noticed there was a hesitance to even say Christmas or anything like that.
Do you not say that word?
You don't like keeping the Christ in the Christmas?
Well, I mean, I don't want to get too, religious on you guys. You know, I want everyone to have fun.
This is a fun, it's a fun, it's
yeah.
The hot beverage carbonation is spreading.
Yeah, that menthol tingle plumping in our bellies on it. It's just a
plump on it?
That's right.
Okay.
It's
Crocroa. I don't like when
it's
a liquid.
Weird. You know what? Like there are there are moments where I feel like I can relate, and moments where I'm completely lost.
As we say in the old story, you say sometimes you get the crow, and sometimes you get the Crocroa.
Yeah. Well, let me try to make this very easy for you. Then maybe you,
sure.
Danny, maybe you'll relate to some of this thing. Because I feel like I'll get you bored here. The story is the only truth that exists. You need it. And if you don't have it, you're literally nothing.
That's a lot of pressure.
That also sounds a lot like a religion. I don't see how that's different from what you don't like about religions. You know what I mean?
Not the real one.
Okay. All right.
I'm sorry. Not to get religious. I'm not trying to bring anyone down. We're drinking some Crocroms. We're having a good time.
You are. We're having
the hot carbonation is plumping in our bellies right now.
I just don't recognize false stories.
Okay.
Ooh.
You know, I've heard about this.
It feels like
God
you would.
Character.
It feels like you would kind of
in Europe.
It would limit you as
it's
far
got a
as
following in the States.
Oh, also, yeah. Both sides of the Atlantic.
Huh. How? That's the first ever.
Yeah.
Interesting.
God in a. All right. Cool. Hey, good for them. You know, get your base out. You know,
had
subscribers.
I would just like to know how you. How do you know what the truth is? Are these stories old? Are they just happening now? Like, how are you?
Oh, we make
how
most
are these?
Of them up.
You make most of them up.
I mean, they come to us, but Pastor Andrew and I and Sister Calista, these are other members of the Church of the Story.
Okay, this sounds like the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I've narrowed it down now. This sounds exactly like Joseph Smith. Joseph Smith making stuff up in upstate New York. All right. We are in New York State right now.
Yes.
There's only certain religions that have come from New York State, and one of them is Mormonism. Another one is a story. And they both just sound like flim-flam.
All right. Well,
let's go a little easy, Mike. We did invite him into this is
and respect to all our LDS listeners.
Not really inviting.
It's
wow.
The holidays.
I'm very open to religion. I don't. I'm sort of agnostic, but I'm definitely not an atheist completely. But you're saying that this isn't God isn't even part of it.
So agnostic and atheist is like Diet Coke and caffeine free Diet Coke.
Sure. Yeah.
Or cherry and regular.
What?
Or Dr. Pepper and Dr. Soda.
I'm sorry, you were defending your your storefront religion. Go ahead.
Yeah. Storefront.
Wow, you are just easy, giving man. It to him.
I mean, if you just launch a Patreon, to be fair.
Oh, nice.
Yes. Okay.
Which one of the benefits is definitely being able to divide our congregants based on income.
Oh, yeah, tiers, different tiers.
It seems
like you're developing a caste system.
I'm not saying it's a caste system, but it is a useful tool to decide who deserves more.
Ooh. Deserves more of what?
The story.
Spiritual truth.
Right, right. Oh.
I mean, we're genuinely...
Well, okay, does it mean that people that are less fortunate are more deserving of...
I would think. I mean,
you'd hope.
It depends how much money.
Okay, well, now this sounds
they're poor.
They're less fortunate. Now they're not doing well, and they got that cash. Yeah.
that was my like roundabout way of saying people that are poor.
That sounds like a paradox, yeah. There, Brother Reed.
I mean, we release a story for free every 2 weeks, and we got some stories out there. You know, funny, scary, a little.
These are news.
I would.
Stories.
Yeah, you get new stories, yeah. Because the story must be told. And everything is happening in real time, mm-hmm. out of your imaginations, but the things that come into your head.
The voices that talk in your head, Mr. Flim Flam.
The stories manifesting themselves.
Okay, now it sounds more like Scientology, because the richer you are, the more advanced you can
now
get in
your
religion.
Yeah,
okay.
Now you're getting it.
So I feel like who or what is manifesting stories in your head?
The story.
Mm,
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I know this is
it's a little.
It's hard to wrap our head around. Look,
I never once said my name, so you must be familiar with my work.
Were you just listening out in the?
Oh, it could be psych. It could be psychic.
How long I was standing outside?
Oh. You just do that. You just stand at the.
Look. How long I was listening to liars speaking in my midst? Oh, jeez, the lies you.
I immediately regret the decision to ask you to get the door, Jeremy.
Operation Vampire Eject.
It's weird when you knock. Not a lot of times you.
Why not?
We're here.
Noodly, 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 noodly.
How is this happening?
Yeah, he must have been listening.
Do you know a guy named Drunk Santa? Are you familiar?
Oh, yeah, he came for the last few holiday.
Unholiday party.
I feel like Brother Reed has been stalking us for a little while.
You might have been cyber stalking us.
All right. You guys caught me. I'm a big fan of the Danny and Mike podcast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. To be honest,
interesting. Okay.
I love the Church of the Story. I love plumping down on a hot Crow-Croa. I love feeling the story punish me for just living life every day. But in honesty, I came here because I want to have a brew with a couple buds. Say hi.
Listen,
you talk about
and get spirits high.
Spirits are high.
Really and nice. Keep spirits high.
I am.
I just love you all.
Brother Reed, it's very
Foley
nice
man
of you
Brett
to be
Davis.
Here, but I am curious because I'm not, you know, I was raised Catholic and I just don't really practice at all. And
almost every Catholic was raised Catholic.
I feel like, you know, I could be swayed into something, but I need a little more substance is what I need.
You're malleable.
Are you in the market for a... Can I say religion? No.
Yeah.
Movement.
It's a way of life.
Okay.
He's,
I've heard people call it a podcast. I don't know.
He's spiritually promiscuous.
We have vagaries in it, though. You're calling it the story without ever really explaining what the story is and saying that there's new anthologies. But there's no, like...
specifics.
For a new person to get into it, what's the elevator pitch of... The church.
Where's the faith?
Yeah, give me 30-second pitch.
All right. Your life is meaningless.
Okay.
Okay.
Everything that happens to you.
I'm with you so
random,
I'm with you so far.
And honestly, a lot of the time painful.
Okay.
The story meant for that to happen to you. Every time something happens to you, that's the story manifesting in your life.
What if something doesn't happen?
That's the story manifesting in your life.
I thought so.
It seems, well, statistically probable, I guess, because we do things every day. Maybe the same things, maybe different things, but things nonetheless.
Check it out. You flip
and
a coin.
All those things are the story.
I'm hooking it up here with Reed. You flip a coin, right?
Yeah.
Heads, it's the story. Tails,
it's
the story. Okay.
Wow.
Edge,
little.
It's the story. Tell us if you get it. Give us a call, 347-470-8150.
Have you ever had a coin stay on its side after?
I have landed a coin on its edge. You never have?
Never. That's not possible. Edge?
Yeah.
If you're saying that.
I mean, I can spin one on.
No, you can flip a coin and have it land on its edge for sure. Mm-hmm. It's going to take you a lot of tries.
So.
Thank you. Can be too.
I don't know.
This is
it's a very like story ex machina to explain everything away. With
I like
the story.
It. I like it.
Yeah,
it's the story's fault. I didn't get that promotion.
Wait, I was going to say, did the story create La Machina?
I mean,
yeah. What about creation?
Story ex machina. Perhaps the story invented its own of machine thing.
You're a person who speaks multiple languages then, I guess, because you understood
machine language.
Yeah.
Latin for yes. Seek, seek.
Oh, there.
Seek.
Sick.
Oh, sick, dude.
Sick.
I don't.
And then no, I think is mini me, or it might be Miname.
Minime. Yeah.
Do you speak Latin in the Church of the Story?
I mean, if the story's written in that particular week. We get, you know, there's a lot of stories in the Church of the Story.
This sounds actually...
stories written in Latin right now in 2019?
This sounds like the holy book in Midsummer. You can't actually look at it or you're going to get killed.
I mean, you can look at the book of the story for like a little bit and your face glows and then you deny your family like real quick.
So there's an element of magic...
Yeah.
Here.
And then also like complete and total segregation of anyone else that
classes.
That's not you.
Yeah.
I wouldn't use the word segregation, but you know, well, the church welcomes all. Church welcomes all kinds. Brothers, sisters, siblings, we take them all.
Cousins.
Grind them up. Push them into a story.
But that's see, but when you say grind them up,
that's a good story.
When you say grind them up, I'm. It doesn't. It's not a good.
It's not an appealing
good
thing.
Yeah. Now I'm seeing.
You're not hawking the story. Well.
Yeah. Now I'm seeing Snowpiercer reality. Instead of. Yeah.
I'm sorry. What world do Yuns live in?
Yuns are in
I
modern
think,
reality.
I think he's
Snowpiercer every gosh darn day. And I don't like these religions promising you nice things. The story promises you're going to be ground into a fine paste and then spread on a piece of toasty goofball. And that's probably how it's going to be.
That's the first.
I'm sorry for telling the story.
No,
like it is.
That's the first time I could relate to Brother
that's
Reed
it?
In that moment. Yeah.
In pat.
No, you look.
What, people equal pate?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I had a baby not too long ago, and I had to take it.
I bet it was delicious.
Thank you. I had to take it to the doctor because... He had some eczema issues, and the stuff I was putting on him said if it gets in his mouth, to call the doctor because it's harmful. And the doctor told me it's just petroleum jelly, and he's going to turn into that one day too. And it stuck with me.
Jesus, that's dark for a doctor.
I know. A pediatrician, no less.
Why did you bring your kid to Jurassic Park practice is my question.
No, I think, you know what? I can appreciate a doctor who can, you know, tell me straight.
But that's like the doctor
Kafka.
Yeah, seriously. Your son will be a cockroach eventually, so not to worry.
Is it possible? I know I'm presuming you do you said there's a bunch of stories within the story.
Everyone's got a story.
Well, it can we're all different sort of layers of religion or faith or whatever you want to call it. If you were to start a story, do you think we could add to it and then you would finish it again?
Yes.
You guys up for that? You want to do a little telephone? Yeah. All right. Brother Reed.
All right.
Brother Reed. Yeah. Let's see what this is all about. I'm on the fence still.
The story begins. Little silly Tommy, he woke up one day, it was a Tuesday, and he said, "Oh no, I have to go to school today." He was mad. He was so mad he skipped breakfast. He was so mad he skipped the bus. He ran all the way to school, and there he saw his friend, Patricia the idiot, and she was just drinking out of the water fountain. She was getting so sick because she was drinking so long. And then he said to her,
"Now, I continue the story of Tommy." Okay. He says, "Patricia, don't drink so much water. You'll get sick, or maybe your bladder will get too full." And Patricia eyed him, and in an instant, without her legs even moving, she slid over to Tommy and grabbed him by the throat, her eyes red with rage, literally red, like she's a demon of some sort. And she smiles, and a forked tongue unfurls from her mouth like a fruit roll-up, or no, like a fruit by the foot.
Oh, yeah, that's more accurate.
And even scarier.
And then Tommy screams,
"John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt, yada da 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 da," and everybody in the school reveals identical forked tongues. They march 4x4 out into the schoolyard and begin munching on the bus matrons who are busy doing whatever it is they do from 8:45 until 2:45.
Bus matrons?
The bus matrons, the people who get you on the bus. They're very vulnerable because they have to rest in that time. So the children are drinking their blood out in the courtyard. And the bus matrons, with their last gasp of breath, turn to the heavens and say,
"This story must be told." Whoa.
"The story must be told.
The story must be told." As they screamed, their last words were heard amongst all the children who are still in the school, which caused the children to start repeating those same words over and over and over again. And then...
And then we arrived at the first day of class.
No, and I know we were trying to improv out and stuff, but that just popped out like really like this. Like it just happened.
You're like
and I'm
the
feeling,
story,
and I'm feeling a little funky about this whole thing that just happened.
You're like if a paid infiltrator for Pepsi went into an improv group and just kept doing Pepsi commercials in the middle of their brainstorm ideas.
So
I don't know. I mean, I would say yes or no, but like for real, that just happened.
By the way, fuck Pepsi.
Oh, okay. Well,
was that the end of the story?
No, we'll keep going. As the students eyed the teachers and the teachers eyed the students, they looked at themselves with their slivery tongues, their dead eyes. And they say to themselves, "Let's listen to some Nas while drinking some Nas."
Little silly Tommy and Patricia the idiot, they held hands in the school assembly as the whole auditorium nodded off to the Nas and the Nas. The bus matrons in their bloody decay were slowly buried by the groundskeeper, Devin, in a unholy mass grave.
There you go.
Wrote their own tombstones for the bus matrons.
Ching!
writing the names that they remembered for them.
Chink.
Marker Root. Lil Tammy Bus Drive. Stink Sally. And Brandonette.
Who could forget Stink Sally?
No one after the tragedy.
She's been on the show, right?
She...
I know we've got a couple
Stink
Sallys here. I got sniff.
Oh, did you do that to further the story on your own, Michael, with all of the sound effects, or was that, were you just making fun of him? Because I'm telling you, something weird is happening.
Yeah, something just
clicked. I was inspired by Brett's Ace Foley work earlier with the beer can open, and I just went with it. He was doing some good Foley work.
For you Patreon members, you'll be able to see that on the. The holiday video coming soon.
I think if you hear it, your mind does the rest. That's what a good Foley man does.
I just don't want to be the only one here that's feeling it. And I feel like I am. And I don't know. Now I feel like I'm personally either in a bad place.
Noodly.
I'm in a very good place and I want to take my friends with me.
Well, if you were in a good place, your spirits would be high.
That's true.
Spirits are high.
Possible. That your story that was written was me coming here today and telling you about the story.
Fulfilling.
Oh, no.
And I like having like really, really deep connection over it. And like really like getting each other on a bro-to-bro basis.
You said that if it happens, it's like the story meant for it to happen, right? And if it doesn't happen, then the story meant for it not to happen, right?
Yeah. Unless your story was denied and then... In
which case wait a second. Yeah, there's a denied story?
Well, yeah, if you disobey your story.
Can we get with brands we hate for a minute?
Yeah.
AT&T promised me a phone, and then right before they shipped it, they said, by the way, it's going to come in a month. And then after that, they're just like, didn't tell me, but they said, we got your address wrong, and we sent it back. So I'm just waiting. Duh. And it's like, why didn't you tell me? And they're like, sorry.
Well, the story wants you to wait.
That's what I mean. I don't like feeling that much of a passenger in my own tail. You know what I mean? I like to feel like I'm having a more active hand in it.
I mean, I guess that would be a benefit of religion is that you could have faith.
Mm. I got to have God faith, the faith.
Your faith is that your story is... just a continuing story about AT&T, just like fucking you, just like a little bit.
God, I'm so tired of big corporations. I just had to wait in the Apple store the other day for like over an hour. My son had filled his diaper with urine and I didn't realize it till it was too late.
Is there a connection with Apple? Because you're
just
waiting
big,
for a new
well,
iPhone.
Well, just big corporations
and
fucking
AT&T
me.
AT&T.
Yeah. Telecommunications. Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, big corporations telling me to eat a big one.
Well, do you screen your congregants?
We don't screen them. We take anyone.
They sift. I think they sift them.
Okay.
We sift them.
Can I ask, is the story we were just creating, is that now gospel?
Oh, yeah. That's hardcore, like 100% story.
It's already been taken down.
I will say,
we made it happen.
We didn't finish the story.
Right.
There was no...
You need bus matron resolution is what you're saying.
There was no message.
It seemed to have set up some sort of, I played a part in it, but I like, what can you gather from a story like that? And how is that now?
That bus matrons have a lot of blood is all I
can get out of it. Because there's nothing about them bleeding out to death yet. So the students must still be feeding on them this whole time. Wow.
But that's open into
stamina.
It's open to
right?
interpretation, I would Let's imagine, much like other religions that, you know.
Let's hear it for our bus matrons who probably breathe such a sigh of relief today seeing the kids for the last time in 2019.
Literally the first time I've ever heard the phrase bus matron.
Yeah, I've never heard it either.
But a matron is a nurse, right? A head nurse or something?
Themselves as bus maidens?
Matrons. Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say bus maiden is like... 15, 16, 17,
you know,
like that.
You get married, you have your bridesmaids, and then...
Your bus matrons.
Your bus maiden, or if she's married, a bus matron.
Bus matron.
I think...
Matron of buses.
I went to a wedding before. I went to a wedding with Danny that had, like, school buses, transportation from one venue to another, and it was just... completely filled with rowdy singing people.
It's a cost-effective way to get your people from point A to point B.
Absolutely.
And they're usually not filled with kids at the time that weddings are happening.
Oh, because it's usually after hours.
That's what I found out afterwards.
Well, I don't want to interrupt the flow of the story here.
I don't
understand
about it anymore. I had that moment.
You think it's passed?
You started and you went and then Mike went and I just like wanted to jump in and I said those words and it felt.
We could try again.
It felt meaningful, but you just said that like sometimes stories get denied and you're telling me that like that story didn't even make sense.
Well, I was adding to the story, not thinking that this would be part of the story.
What I'm saying is he gets a writer credit.
The story is, there's thousands of stories.
Okay.
Some of them are they're a little shitty. I mean, let's be fair. Not bad. But I mean, some of them are new and they're still fine.
Is there a titular story?
There's no titular.
There's a couple of titillating stories.
You might say The Story Must Be Told is like a short story anthology.
Oh.
But
like The Believer
/ Religion.
If you were to say it.
Okay.
A short story anthology, which really means it's one big long story cut up into short pieces.
It sounds tailor-made for pay TV.
Well,
is there any uniting theme to these stories?
Overarching theme.
James Joyce or something. Okay.
Look.
A tone of utter mockery?
Of like... like horror, slight horror, Children
definitely,
of the Corn vibe?
Definitely horror vibes, for sure. It was like, it felt like Battle Royale, but with bus matrons.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't write all that. That was what you guys put into it. Some of you guys were bringing up killing a lot of ladies. Story about a goofy boy and a dumb girl drinking out of water fountains.
Like, in theory, could I start a story? Do you need to start it as a member of the church, or could I start one?
I would encourage you to start
one. But I'm saying, can
I think if the story is true, it would find itself after you.
Oh, okay. And this would become gospel in the church,
the church
of the story.
Of the story.
You're making me put down my promise, but in this case, yeah. You know, I'm gonna let it happen.
Okay. Can I start a story?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
I'm going to start in the middle.
Oh, okay. This is a challenge.
Episode 4 of this story. I call it A New Hope.
I like it.
Oh, okay.
It's a period of civil war.
Sure.
Wow.
Rebel spaceships striking from a hidden base have won their first victory against the evil Galactic Empire. During the battle, rebel spies managed to steal the secret plans of the Empire's ultimate weapon, the Death Star.
I like it so far.
Wait a second.
Yeah. An armored space station with enough power to destroy an entire planet.
Whoa!
Pursued by the Empire's sinister agents, Princess Leia races home aboard her starship.
Leia?
I am...
custodian of the stolen plans that can save her people and restore freedom of the galaxy.
This feels so familiar to me.
And I'm actually, I finished the story right now. So now that's part of your religion.
Right on.
Okay.
Right on.
A fucking story with like a...
Let's toast that with some crow.
That's a spirits are high.
Spirits
for
are high,
wow,
I guess.
That was really something special.
Scored a fucking big one.
Brett, did you is that like a new project you're working on? Like, what's going on with
it? It's the opening crawl to the Star Wars.
Oh.
No, that's from the movie Star Wars.
Which one?
Oh, that's a good title. That's a good title. Yeah.
No, it's made in the 70s. It's a sci-fi movie. I mentioned it earlier.
We did talk about it. And again, like
it's a franchise.
Yeah.
Are you working on an anthology called Made in the 70s? It's a franchise.
No. I think you're reading too much into the syntax of what I'm saying. Just saying that, you know, this is just something I read off my phone.
But it's still a story, right?
Well, it's the beginning of someone else's story, and now it's part of the Church of the Story.
Wait a minute.
Whoa.
You're telling me you looked me in the eye and said you were going to tell me a story?
And I did.
You were just reading it off.
Story by George Lucas.
Jeremy, who's calling on the copyright phone? Is somebody calling us on the copyright line right now?
Barbie Lucas, she takes care of all the...
Shit.
Yeah, she takes care of all the copyright.
Don't answer, just send it to voicemail.
Let's just take it easy, guys. We do have a guest who's in...
Brett, you realize you've gotten us in a lot of trouble right now.
Why would you do something like that?
I think it's very common.
He's like Scandinavian licorice here, people.
You just tried to trick him.
It's not a copyright issue, first off. And second...
You got us a lot of trouble.
I find this suspect.
I would never even think of doing this. For the next 25 minutes, your story is denied.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Locked out.
Okay. I'm just exploring the parameters of what makes a story into an indelible part of your religion.
That, which is why I gave you 25.
Bro, now he took your training wheels off, so you should feel free to just explore whatever story you want, knowing that it can't make it into the gospel.
In some ways, I'm actually prouder of you for pulling this little trick.
He's freeing you.
That's, again, I'm agnostic. I'm more into the theology of things than the actual practice of it.
I always figured the French would say agnostic. Is that crazy?
Silent G.
Agnostic.
They might, actually.
Yeah.
Agnosti.
Well,
right.
Agnosti?
No.
No?
No.
That wasn't it? That was like a perfect British accent.
Brother Reed, sometimes Jeremy comes in and
thinks that he can do accents, but he cannot.
That was pretty great.
He's the fact check guy.
Can you do Chinese?
Yeah, let's do it.
Ready?
Give me a Russian accent.
Yes.
Can you do Chinese?
Yes.
Swedish.
I can only do that far, because
give me Swedish.
Bigger copyright issues. Swedish.
Give me Australian.
All right, mate. It's very similar.
It's weird.
Can you do a gay accent?
Yeah.
do a gay Ecuadorian. You can't do it. He's stumped.
Pineapples, anyone?
This is not working.
You are never going to be on SNL now.
This is not working. Well,
hey, you're actually canceled now.
You're actually canceled.
We canceled.
Big time.
Well, that's my story.
So that's
now.
The second. So,
never do this.
But you just.
Story is denied.
Why?
Wow. Permaban.
Forever.
Permaban.
I know that was maybe excessive, but.
Maybe.
Let's go for two lifetimes. You want to go for two?
I feel like.
Might as well.
I feel like Brett just, broke through the story. And said, that's some bullshit.
And got himself a timeout.
Got you canceled.
Yeah. I think
we've been bringing you here for 3 years. Are you just mad because we always give you shitty gifts at the end?
No, I'm mad with power, kind of.
You're crazy.
You look a little
I can undo a religion and ruin someone's life in the course of 2 minutes.
There's a huge difference between 25 minutes and forever. And you're arbitraging that whole gap.
You're arbitraging.
Yeah. It's a verb now.
I don't know how I feel about that. The use of that word.
I make shit into verbs all the time, bro. And I make phrases into nouns. I'm nuts like that. All right, stop rattling. Yeah, I noun phrase all the time.
Gentlemen, I think it's time to pass out some gifts. What do you think?
I'm not ready. So I don't have any.
Lucky for you, I always pack an extra.
Oh, my God.
And I know you just banned me for life.
Yeah, wait a second. Yeah. No. Let's.
Well,
I don't think if you can't.
My story involves presents today, I'm sure.
Okay, that's your truth. You speak your truth.
That's
fine.
Weird.
Seems convenient.
Yeah.
I mean.
Highly. So.
All right, well, let's.
The last time I was here, I got network swag.
Network swag?
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't do that 2 years in a row. One. Two. I just want to update everybody on Drunk Santa.
He got hit by
silence. Oh, yeah. Radio silence.
That's good.
For Brother Reed, who doesn't really follow the holidays, there's a guy that, comes down through the chimney and brings kids presents.
No.
What? Drunk Santa.
He was familiar with Drunk Santa.
Every 25 years, Uncle Story comes to visit. He slides his little meat down your chimney and gets all
right, I'm going to throw up.
What?
Wait, meat?
Down your chimney?
He brings meat down the chimney?
No.
And he gets all chalky in your fire pit, and he walks out, and he says, hi, Mom.
I'm done throwing up. Sir. I'm done throwing up.
He says, hi, Daddy. He kisses him.
Wow, Uncle.
Sounds like Drunk Santa.
It sounds a lot like Drunk Santa.
Yeah.
Look, I think
they could all be related.
We can all agree that, whatever we want to decide is our, person of interest, it's... They're all doing the same thing.
The suspect.
Coming down chimneys.
My Uncle Story. I think
suspect in a breaking and entering is what it really is.
All right. Well, I'm going to pass out some gifts, okay?
But it's better than passing out, Jeremy.
This is for Mr. Davis, our guest.
Oh, my goodness.
Brett, D. And this is for Reed.
This is for Daniel.
Okay.
There's another part of this that's missing, but we'll get into that later.
Does Uncle Story wear a rumpled red suit that's browned by dirt?
Purple tracksuit.
Okay.
Purple tracksuit.
Like a bro tracksuit.
And here's Michael's.
Thanks, Jeremy.
A bro. Is that more like a runner?
Oh, yeah. Well, I would just say spirits are high before we get into this.
Spirits are high.
Spirits are high.
And I wish you all a happy holiday and a merry Uncle Story.
Very fertile New Year.
Oh yeah, wait a second. Is it so there's no holidays at all? Do you have any holidays sort of like the holidays?
They have a 24 year hiatus of holiday. No,
every Friday we have a Grease Friday. So we got a weekly holiday if you want. Grease Friday. The story. If I want to get into it.
You're the one that I want.
Greases, holy unctions. Oily residues, blah, blah, blah.
A lot of paper towels.
A lot of sticky fluids.
On Fridays only.
Yeah. That just started today, though. So, I mean, who knows how long.
Oh, wait. So today is Greasy Friday?
We're ever-changing. Adding to the story. Growing it out. Next year, we'll probably have Christmas. We might own that.
Are you going to buy it? You're going to buy the rights.
Star Wars, just today.
That's a big piece of intellectual property that was written right into the story. It's true. Yeah. They have full control. Well, I check with the lawyers.
Brett, you want to start there?
Yeah.
And see what you got in your little goodie pack? I want to say again, one more time that, you know.
Say it.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. I got a Seltzer King's beanie, or as in Canada they call it, toque.
Toque.
They do say toque. Yeah. Isn't that crazy? I was in Vancouver one time and I was wearing a hat and the cab driver said to me, "Hey, buddy, I hope you don't mind me asking, but what's with the toque?"
How did you respond?
I was like, "It's cold out."
You knew what it was?
I knew he was talking about my hat, but I only knew it as a chef's hat.
What does that mean for the story?
A toque?
I'm just saying, if somebody is talking about someone else's hat, is there... Like, are there general rules?
You're reading far too much into it now.
Okay.
We call it a hat, you goober. Come on, bud.
Come back down to earth.
It's called a chucherillo.
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 Chucherillo in Italy.
Chucherillo.
Chapeau in French.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah, well, Dan,
well,
go ahead.
Great.
Mike, go ahead.
It's really great.
Well, I would never get the same thing 2 years in a row, you know.
I got the same hat in a different color.
Great. I got the same hat in a different style.
Oh, well.
This is good because it's black because I live in Greenpoint, so everything I wear is black anyway.
There you go.
Well, now you got a fun conversation if you run into that cab driver again.
Which one?
The one in Montreal.
Oh, check out my toque, buddy.
Yeah. Well, that's...
Yeah, I got this from...
That's not all. Danny is leaving the studio. He's mad. He's going to write his own story.
No, he remembered that he brought presents and I didn't.
Yeah. That's okay. Mike, before you open that, this is from Danny and myself.
Okay.
Merry Christmas.
Okay.
We did something without you, and this is us including you.
We did something without you, and this is us including you.
I wonder if it's going to be like a slideshow of a vacation they took.
Shady Maple Smorgasbord, where food is a destination.
Yes.
You went to Pennsylvania. This is very sweet. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That's
it's
really
a
nice.
Winter sweatshirt.
Thanks, fellas.
Shady Mapes.
Shady Mapes.
Yeah.
Where you can eat meats and then you have to leave for a couple hours.
You got
to
leave for a couple hours.
And then you come back in. There's two seatings at least.
What's really weird about this, guys, is that this is for you, Jeremy.
Oh, my God.
It's also Star Wars.
It's
related.
Not Star Wars at all. Yeah.
But I didn't know what it was.
The story must be told.
Yeah,
so the woman in white, famous, that's the Princess Leia.
From the story. Earlier. Yeah, famous.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah, as made famous
much.
By the story.
And that globe thing is the Death Star.
Oh.
It's the one thing in the whole Star Wars that could destroy a planet.
Throw it at him.
So
this is like the plot of one movie then.
It's got to be just one movie because they wouldn't have multiple movies where it's about
a
spaceship that can destroy a planet.
They couldn't have more than one movie about the same thing,
which is redundant.
Brother Reed, you know, you've been trying to hawk this story pretty much the entire
non-stop.
Time you've been here.
Hawk as much as shove down your throat.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, we're shoving all sorts of swag down other people's throats. So
have it.
This is our Merry Christmas to you. Whatever it is.
Christmas present.
Great swag.
And it says, Jonesy.
Let me say power pop band. Let me say. You couldn't even give him swag associated with me.
Look a little bit closer. Does that look like anybody that you know?
You couldn't even give him swag associated with me.
How the hell do you know my son's name? That's also problematic right now.
That is very weird.
What the hell?
That's weird.
I've known you for a long time, Congregant Danny.
Oh, now he's...
Actually, you know what?
He wrote part of the story.
Okay, guys, I got to come clean with you. I told Brother Reed to come here today because... I'm fully aware of the story. I've actually read some.
I feel used.
I've read some, and I've been a part of the story many times, and I've been... It's kind of like a M2M scam thing. Like, I got to get another three people in here. Are they going to actually grind me up?
A multi-level marketing.
I didn't.
Oh, my God.
It's a reluctant high five because I'm in a very bad place.
They're
going
to grind up Alfie if I don't get three people in the story.
No, I'm going to have to read on my podcast.
Yeah, it's only fair.
I'm just saying. I'm sorry to bring you guys into it. It's not really a Christmas or holiday present.
Why don't you necessarily converted any of us?
No, but here's the thing. Now that you've written the story, just us, it doesn't matter. It's a story is the story. Now you're all involved.
Yeah, now the story writes you. You gosh darn. Stickers.
I got to find three other...
Now you have to find three other people to tell the story to.
Wow. That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. It's true. It's true.
Congregant Danny, you are now absolved. Your story is guaranteed.
What the fuck, man? I got a whole century of banning.
You're forever. You're not even a century. You're forever.
In fact, the story for the next week.
Brett, you've got another 15 minutes.
You guys know what an orgasm feels like.
No,
right?
what's
no. First time.
It's hot. It's just like...
Let me figure it out.
It's very...
And then again, really matters.
It's like eating menthol, right?
I just had five of them in one moment, him absolving me. That's what it means in just like that one span.
Whoa. Did you mean that literally?
That's actually how you...
Well, I'm holding this bag over my pants for a reason.
Yeah.
And I'll...
The Patreon viewers would see that.
No, they wouldn't.
Okay. What else you got in that sack?
Man. I got something for Brett, too.
Oh.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
I got something for
actually, I guess... Brother Reed never opened his present, so you can...
Let's see.
Oh.
Well, it's going to be something very different. It is...
A beanie! Yeah, it's
a
it's
nice.
The same...
It's a nice hat.
Oh, a Canadian tuck.
Yeah, it's a tuck.
Give it to him. Give it to
him. This is for you, Brett, because from one friend of New Jersey to another... You have to have a book about New Jersey first.
Oh, my God. The famous, infamous, and quirky of the Garden State. It seems like it's an incomplete thing. And then
there's a pin inside because this is really just putting the kibosh on any sort of leftover beef that we might have.
What's it
because
say?
Because I want that pin to scream to you. It almost happened. It could have happened, but it didn't.
It says, wow, that was close.
Oh.
Almost dissolved a friendship over this thing.
Yeah, and I just that's part of me, you know.
Over what? Your New Jersey book?
No, the New Jersey book was like, hey, we're both from Jersey, like we can appreciate this. The pin was we almost lost each other as friends. Over a podcast and somebody, you know, getting some extra kudos and maybe I was a little jealous, whatever. We don't have to go back into it.
Wow.
That pin is just representing that, wow, that was close.
This
is not going to happen again.
He didn't hide any other pins in there. I'm checking.
So did you know that the Morristown National Historic Park is on Washington Place in Morristown?
No.
Now I do.
Huh.
Didn't we go to Washington's place in Morristown?
Quarters.
We went to his headquarters. Yeah.
His quarters.
Okay.
Jockey Hollow is really what it's called.
Glassmaking is as much a part of New Jersey's heritage as the tomato.
See? Yeah.
But only
Jersey
one is
tomatoes
sweet.
Are the best. They're the best. I can just say. I just think, you know, as
and
people.
Our glass blowing.
As,
don't forget our glass blown tomatoes. Those are the finest.
As full blown expats of New Jersey, it's nice to, you know, look back longingly on a state that
you could always go back.
It's so hard to get to, though, from here.
Oh, it's not convenient.
It's very hard.
Yeah.
It takes too long.
It's very.
I'm almost done here.
It's a very nice gift.
I'm almost done here.
Yeah. Very generous.
For you, Michael C. Morona.
The Tom Robinson Band.
Are you familiar?
No.
Tom Robinson was a very awesome punk rocker dude, all like Clash, and he opened for them a bunch of times.
Okay.
He said he was gay, and he got some extra support, and then he said, just kidding, I'm not gay, and that turned him into pop obscurity. Hmm. He just kind of was like, wait a second, you can't be gay and then not be gay because you're gay or you're not gay. Who knows? Who cares? We're throwing you out.
Oh, that's not fair.
It's not fair. But it's definitely not fair.
As a consequence, his records got cheaper.
As a rocker, though, this TRB2 is a pretty great complete thought
rocker. I'm going to listen to it.
And I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you, Dan.
Well, let's hope he was just figuring himself out and not capitalizing on...
Yeah, it could be that sexuality is fluid.
I stopped wanting... I liked the song so much that it became the Michael Jackson effect. I didn't want to know any further and just take place.
Wow.
What I felt in my heart when I first heard, you know,
Billie Jean.
Produced by Todd Rundgren.
Billy Joel.
It was produced by Todd Rundgren. Yes, it is.
Back cover.
Wow. Uh-huh.
It is true. And don't forget about you, Jeremy. Wow.
Good Lord.
Since you're so old, I figured that it's important to get some old music from Peter Gunn.
Yeah, I have both of those.
You do?
Yeah.
No. Oh, do you?
Yeah.
You don't have
Hang 'em High.
You don't have those.
Yeah, I got these.
You don't have both of those already.
It's a great gift.
Do you?
No, I'm saying this is your era. This is what you used to watch.
Fuck you.
This is what you used to watch when you got home from school after you got your polio shot.
This looks like a great one right here.
It's amazing.
This, I used to have a 16mm reel of film from an episode of Peter Gunn, and I thought I was going to get rich by it. Never did.
Oh, well,
do you still have it?
Actually, that vinyl is worth about $30,000.
Well, that's
It's
the first original press. It's the first time anyone ever made that noise with a guitar.
Spirits are high, everyone. We're all feeling good and a gift giving.
What a special holiday we
have. And even if you can't give gifts, just go be with some people you love and give them the gift of your presence and your breath and your odor.
Invite a stranger into your podcast studio and try to talk to them about starting their new religion.
And end up
a part of it.
And end up giving giving away
stay the night
trillions of dollars of intellectual property.
Oh, like my marital bed?
Let that stranger whisper sweet nothings into your little ear.
Oh, I thought you were just...
You know, I guess...
Danny, where's the non-dairy creamer? You're nothing.
Oh, well, there's another thing I like about the church.
Almond? Do you use almond
Can
milk?
You use, nut milk cool?
In the process, probably, of banning all nuts.
Have you guys ever tried to milk a nut? It can't be done.
You know, I have one more story if you...
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
I'm totally open to it because that last one was a cash cow.
Actually, before you do, I have
That last story will subsidize about 10 more stories after this.
I have a very beefy story I'd like to tell. Is that all right?
We got a couple stories.
I thought.
What story?
Well, I was going to try to sneak one in there because I know I'm banned. Go ahead, Brett. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Yeah, you're banned forever.
Yeah, you're banned forever.
I know, but.
So why are you even.
Minutes are up, actually.
Yeah, Brett's good.
I was just going to say.
Fast 25.
There is a group called the Church of the Story, and they couldn't have nut milk, and they didn't celebrate anything around the holiday season.
Oh, great. Great story so far.
Or even agnostic people celebrate.
Right.
Until. A fellow by the name of Jeremy stepped in, and out of the kindness of his heart, he gifted the Church of the Story all of this.
Huh.
Holidays.
Nut milk.
Any kind of dairy product.
What?
And full access to Danny's marital bed.
Whoa. That is so You're generous welcome. Of
I guess if anything gets me unbanned for life,
romance,
it's that.
It's got comedy. It's got action.
It's got the Tom Robinson ban.
I'm
got a marital.
I'd like to. I feel like I have to talk to the missus about the marital bed thing, but I feel like she could be swayed pretty easy.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
by whispering.
I guess if the
we
story,
all know that's
the
how
story
it became a marital bed in the first place.
we knew
the
we saw the puffy stickers. All the puffy stickers.
The story must be told.
All right.
Tell the story.
ladies and germs, it's been a very, well, I mean, I've been banned, so I don't, I'm not liking you a whole lot, but like.
Story retroactively.
Oh, I'm done?
Admitted you back in.
Yes. Did you just come five times and
ban
you
him
banned?
Again. Ban
no,
him again.
Danny, I'm a fucking adult.
Ban him again.
I can control that shit.
He wants like a gentleman.
Jesus Christ. I don't know, an animal. But I did want to thank Brett Davis for yet another Spirits Are High episode. Thank you so much for sitting in.
Weehaw,
weehaw. It's become a tradition, and I'm so grateful to be part of it.
You must have some plugs.
Oh, check out the podcast for laundry on Forever Dog, wherever you get podcasts. Check me out at brettdavis.rip or in the National Lampoon Comedy Hour.
Very nice.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
And, you know, since we're here, do you have anything you want to plug other than your...
Brother Reed's congregation has a Patreon. I know that.
Oh.
Yeah, we just started Patreon, patreon.com/TSMBT. We got a new podcast on there called the 522 Club. If you pay exactly $5.22 a month, you can get it.
Very cool. Nice.
The story must be told every other Tuesday on the Last Podcast Network, anywhere you get your podcasts. They're a bunch of short stories. They're weird and they're fun. I think you'll like them.
Well, you can find this gentleman right here at D Tamborelli on the twits, at Danny Tamborelli on instas, at Michael C. Morono on the twitters.
Thank you.
I am at Jeremy Balin on things, at Remy Balin on other things. Absolutely check out The Last Podcast on the Left.
Please do.
Or The Last Podcast Network and all the great shows on there, including The Last Podcast on the Left, which is my favorite. Check us out.
Partial to the story must be told.
Yeah, obviously, because I think you've been brainwashed, but that's another episode. Check us out on tour. We have a bunch of tour dates coming up. NostalgiaPersonified.com for those. And we have a Patreon. Go to that. We have one as well. Patreon.com/Danny and Mike with the and spelled out.
Keep your spirits high. If you have any feelings, let us know at 347-470-8150.
Happy holidays. Thank you for watching and listening. And if you're a Patreon supporter, thank you.
Bye.
Spencer, hi.
Good suck sound.
The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Morono. The show is produced by me, Jeremy Balin. This podcast is part of the Last Podcast Network, which can be found at lastpodcastnetwork.com. Make sure to check that out for a ton of great shows. For more information on the guys, visit our website at dannyandmike.com. Also look us up on Twitter at Danny and Mike with the N spelled out, and on Facebook at facebook.com/TheAdventuresOfDannyAndMike. Thanks for listening.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.